That is so tiny.
So this is D&D Encounters, Web of the Spider Queen. This is week 6, and this is the first encounter of chapter 2. This encounter has no combat. This encounter is an extended skill challenge. It's actually a series of puzzles and traps. And you won't need your mini. No, you just need your imagination. Nice. You just need your imagination and your character sheet. It is entirely possible to complete this encounter without taking any damage.
Well, I don't have my imagination.
What's that?
I didn't pack my imagination. What the hell?
Imagine that you did.
There it is.
There are hazards in this encounter that can cause you some damage. It's not nearly the kind
Let's
of damage.
Let's get all the hazards, guys.
It's not nearly the kind of damage you've been facing in the previous encounter. So even if you do as awful as you could possibly do this for this session, I think you're still going to be way further ahead after one encounter this time than you were after one encounter last time. So the quick recap. You guys arrived in Shadowdale looking for adventure after hearing the drows had attacked Shadowdale. Sure enough, at the speed and coincidence of plot, the night you arrived, the drow attacked. You helped defend Shadowdale, and then Elminster magically requested that you go and try and find and stop them from stealing the pendant of Ashaba. Unfortunately, by the time you got there, they had long since disappeared. Well, not long since, but they had disappeared with it. So then you were hot on their heels, and they had left a few drow behind along the way to slow you down, and they certainly did that. You got to a point where you actually faced off against Valen, where he faced off against Valen, the main drow guy, and when he got a little bit hurt, he just sort of took off. And then after that encounter, which was last week, you guys had a chance to take an extended rest. All the characters should be level 2. Everyone should be at full everything. Full hit points, full surges. Everyone's got an action point. Everyone has all the dailies, powers, and counter powers, the whole bit.
No one's dead.
Yeah, nobody. And again, I want to just congratulate the group on making it all the way through the first encounter without any, over the first chapter rather, without anybody dying. I honestly didn't think after seeing how tough the adventure was that you guys would be able to do it, but you did, and I'm very impressed.
And I'm in the group. Coincidence?
Oh, no.
I think not.
Okay, so
your team teamwork.
I bring the teamwork.
So the characters have taken their extended rest, and even though you're drow,
what's that supposed to mean?
Well, you only need to sleep in the trance for 4 hours, but you need to go 6 hours to get the benefit of the rest. So
we chill out for a couple hours.
You probably could have done it.
Clearly,
we
were having a massive orgy.
No, hey, whatever. I'm the only dude eating here. The kobold and his bear.
What? Yes, I'm the only dude here.
Yes, the
well,
bear.
Are we going for the kobold and his bear?
Well, last week the party made a group stealth check, and they just made it. And then when the new guy joined the group, he's like, "I'm not a drow." And they went, "Oh, we're gonna need a light." "I'm a kobold." "All right, we don't need a light." And he goes, "But then I have a bear," which is like,
"No,
well,
it's a drake."
Or whatever. Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, well, but that needs light." So I'm like, "Okay, make stealth checks," and they both flubbed their stealth checks really bad, like
a 1 and a 3.
Yeah. So. Okay, so you complete your extended rest. You search the area, gather your loot. Just out of curiosity, who ended up with magic items through the course of the first chapter? I think there were 3. You got one, and you've got the totem.
Yours is a random draw.
I got the first one.
So I basically have no magic. I'm stuck.
Well, you get the next one.
Okay. Don't worry, there's an abundance, so you'll be able to start doubling up here pretty soon. Okay. After your extended rest, and you're sort of like, okay, you know, what are we going to do next? Kara and Theranel, the two companions who helped you a couple of weeks before, or a couple encounters before, rather, they had just disappeared, and you assumed that it was because Elminster had teleported them back for some reason. You didn't necessarily expect them to return, but there was, you know, considering they were all gung-ho, we've got to get the pendant back, you kind of thought that maybe they would. And so after your extended rest, there's still no sign of them, so you're like, okay, screw it. Well, you know, we got bigger fish to fry, we don't need their help, we can get this pendant on our own, and we don't want to share the glory or the reward with them, screw it, we're going. So.
For the drone.
After we sell that off to the auction house, oh man.
Okay, so continuing your descent.
Sorry, they left us.
So you continue your descent through the passageways. If you remember, after you pass the spider gates, The caverns became more natural and less worked. Like on the other side of the doors, on your side of the doors, it had been refined. It had been clearly chiseled and worked, and you know, craftsmanship. And then the other side started getting more and more undergroundish. And so that's sort of what the route is like. It's starting to get more and more like your typical Underdark. So continuing your descent, the characters follow a twisting passageway through the Underdark, and then we get the read aloud text. The path ends abruptly in a blank wall, carved in the likeness of a huge face, seemingly a mix of dragon and demon. Its eye sockets are alive with rolling flame, and within its wide open snarling maw looms a shimmering wall. Magical runes inscribed on the ground in front of the mouth flare brightly and change shape to conform to the language of the reader. In this case, you guys are all drow, so it conforms to Elvish. And it spells out the following. Enter and pass the tests in the name of the Queen of Spiders. So the mouth is large enough that you could walk through it.
Okay, I have a question about spiders from last week, then.
Wait, I didn't play it.
When my...
from last week. There were no spiders last week.
Oh, yeah, when exploding them. Body spiders.
Well, they were conjured.
Oh, right? That was... It was a transformation
like
spell.
Yeah, at the time, I guess. So,
I'm going to do an arcana check on the wall and all the magical shit that's going on there.
Let's just see what it says here.
It's just normal magical shit.
It's definitely magical. It's
damn, even I could tell that, wizard.
It doesn't give me a lot of specifics on it. It's more dungeon dressing than anything else. The assumption is that you'll pass through the arch and then continue on to the encounter. Yeah, it's you would be able to tell that it is. It involves a teleportation type magic. I mean, thinking previous editions, it would be like the school of probably transmutation. I think was teleport. I don't remember. But it doesn't. It's not like the fire is not real fire. It's more illusionary. It's all just ooh, I am the powerful wizard. Don't look behind the curtain. So,
is there anything we can steal off of this statue, or is it just all straight stone?
It's just stonework with some magical. It's basically the equivalent of like prestidigitation that is triggered to activate when you come within a certain distance of the mouth, and then the eyes light up and the shimmering thing goes.
Basically, say your friend and enter.
It's the great and powerful
eyes. Right. Can I check that for traps?
Yeah, perception.
Absolutely.
Senses of the wild.
There's no spiders. There's no poison.
Okay.
Anything else you want to look for?
Just a perception check for traps in general.
It's just that you exactly like it describes. This comes to the end of the arc. Okay. It's coming to the hallway. There's
it's
a mouth.
Okay, we're going through.
Okay, so I'm gonna stealth and go through quietly.
I'm pretty sure the noise teleporting will make
that's the first test.
Okay, so as quietly as you can, you
so
sneak
29.
Into the passageway, and you're gone. Anyone else? Well, I mean, everyone else will eventually follow him. It's
if there's an easily hideable
roll a d8.
Six.
You die.
I heal him.
Roll a d8. Okay, who's next? Roll a d8 when you go through.
Alright. Seven.
Oh god, are we all gonna get stuck in different rooms?
I'm gonna be horrible. Sunder will follow the cleric, Edwater lets make a baby.
And that's pretty much it.
Five.
Oh god. Oh god.
Somebody better get my number.
You guys roll a d4.
First, I'm gonna send my mage hand through to see if there's any difficulty with it or what
it
does.
As soon as it touches the thing, it just winks out of existence.
I tie my rope to him.
Yeah, roll a d8. Where's your mage hand gonna show up?
I tie my rope to you, okay? And I burn your way
to each other?
Yes.
Okay. Roll a d4, roll a
another
d4.
Guys, the rope didn't work last time.
That's a d6, buddy. I need to roll
a d4. D4 and, or d6, right? D4 and d4. Minus 6. 4. Still the same number. I don't even have my
2.
Yep. I think we're fucked.
Okay.
I think we're supposed to go in as a group.
Who went first?
Ayo.
No, I mean of you two guys. Who went first? Went first?
I went first, yeah.
So you appear, when you reappear, there's no sign of the rope. When you reappear, you've got the rope around your waist and the other end.
So what happened when he went in?
Okay, so this is what happens. Everyone gets the same description. A blast of air rushes past you. The hallway and the demonic dragon mouth are gone, replaced by a narrow room some 10 feet by 20 feet by 15 feet high. So it's 2 squares wide and 4 squares long, and 15 feet high. The chamber is sealed on all sides. Your companions are gone, leaving you alone. Okay, so let's see who was ended up being doubled up. Okay, so Chris and Billy, you guys have the same trap. So I need one of you guys to bugger off while the other guy tries to solve the trap, and then you can come back.
I have a high perception.
Bye. Go down there, and we'll call you. Call you when you're ready.
I miss you.
Okay.
Everybody have my trap.
Yes, we pulled 100 people.
So you all rolled high.
Is this like the Price is Right or the?
Actually, yeah, you and Trevor have the same
trap. Is this Family Feud?
Yeah. No. You can stay until we're ready to do that. What's that?
Is this like Family Feud? Yeah, did you pull 100 people?
No, not quite.
Am I going for the number one answer?
Okay, so let's go to. So each one of these is a different test.
Trap.
Okay, so let me just see if there's a general description here. Okay, because you guys are all drow, you have a huge advantage in this skill challenge, because one of the main obstacles is the characters can't see. So if they don't have the means to create their own light source, the difficulties are like 10 higher. So because you guys can all see in the dark, you're all getting very reasonable DCs. So just some of the general features, the rooms are all identical, except for what's specifically spelled as different. So similarities are obviously the dimensions of the room are all the same. The walls in each room are of carved stone that is extremely difficult to climb and requires an athletics check. Ceiling grates above. Okay, so you guys are going to realize that obviously you're in a room, and there's one end of the room, there's a door. Above the exit door in each room is a grate covered vent near the ceiling. The vent connects to other places. And the grates and the vents will be important through each challenge. There's ways to do stuff to them.
Okay, so there's a vent.
Okay, all inscriptions encountered through the language. Okay. We've got that already.
You have to throw
okay.
A smoke bomb into the grate.
No one's with you.
All right, so Billy is the.
So it's kind of just a featureless room.
Yeah, it's
just two
squares by four squares. Yep. And on the short side is a door.
10 by 20.
Yep. And so in each room there's magical writing. So in your room, we're going to do this one twice in a row. So a glowing magical inscription on the wall reads, "Look Loth in the eye and provide the answer she demands. She shall see the truth in your words and reward you accordingly." And then there's three questions.
Look Loth in the eye.
Why do you... Hang on, I'm going to keep reading the rest of the description. The three questions are, why do you come to this realm? What is the great purpose of your life? And what talents serve you best? In the room, there is a statue of Loth. It stands against the wall opposite the door. Her form is that of a bulbous spider with the torso of a human female drow. Her form is that of a bulbous spider with the torso of a female drow. Her eyes are glittering gems that give the effect of a piercing stare. One eye is red, one eye is violet.
One eye is what?
Violet.
Don't steal the gems. Steal the gems.
Steal the gems.
He can't hear us. Just do what you want.
Dude, drow have red eyes, right?
You guys can't help them. Like, everyone's got their own obstacles, so.
Okay.
I'm just going to bug them.
I'm dying. Okay. So, I have to look into one of the eyes, and I think
the writing continues to persist, so like, you ask me, I'll read it to you 100 times if you want. Look Loth in the eye and provide the answer she demands. She shall see the truth in your words and reward you accordingly. Question 1, why do you come to this realm? Question 2, what is the great purpose of your life? And question 3, what talents serve you best?
Okay, the great purpose of my life, that seems like a subjective answer, so... Okay, I'm gonna look in the gym.
Why do you come to this realm?
Or why do I come to this realm? To stop the great calamity that's going to threaten all the drow and nature. I'm a druid. I gotta protect nature. That's the great purpose of my life, really, is to protect.
A ray of fire jets out from the red gemstone eye, and you take some fire damage. She didn't like your answer.
Okay, there's a trick to this that I'm not getting.
7 points fire.
Shit. She didn't like my answer. I'm not good at this.
Pissed off a spider god.
You can make a religion check now that you've taken some damage to possibly give yourself a little hint.
Well, I'm not trained in religion.
You only get one shot at this religion check. So.
I think a heal check instead.
No.
Can I take a perception check instead?
No.
Can I?
She's a goddess. It's a religion check to know more about her.
14.
13 was your number. So Loth is a goddess of lies. So her reward for telling the truth will not be a good one. She appreciates a well-told lie more highly than the truth.
Okay.
So the question is, why do you come to this realm? What is the great purpose of your life, and what talents serve you best?
What brings me to this realm? Well, I'm gonna nuke that. I'm gonna find some nature shit and nuke it and burn it to hell. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do.
You need to make a bluff check. And I'll tell you now, the more outrageous the lie, the higher the bluff check. give me a bluff.
14.
You're good. She's content. Nothing changes. Question 2. What is the great purpose of your life?
I know mine.
To conquer and acquire vast wealth.
That sounds pretty close to the truth to me. Give me a bluff check.
To fuck bitches and make money.
Give me a bluff check.
Fuck bitches.
That's mine. I want to fuck bitches.
Give me a bluff check.
13.
Okay, she's okay. And the final one is, what talents serve you best?
Well, you know, history. Pretty good at that. Stealth. Definitely.
You take it as the skills you're the worst at?
No. And, thievery. Like, I'm all about that wealth, right?
Give me a bluff check.
Those aren't my worst skills.
I know.
But they're just not my best. 12.
Okay. Because that lie was a little bit half-truth, half-lie, the check wasn't quite as hard. Okay. So let's see what happens when you finish here.
Pretty possible I'll take damage in my hands.
See page 31. These will get faster once I get a better idea of what's going on.
I'm glad I get to be the guinea pig.
Yeah, you should be.
Okay, it'll be the same for everyone. So basically, what happens is you're gonna escape at this point. So we'll come back to you once everybody else has escaped. So call Chris back.
Great,
go get Chris.
The great and powerful Oz has spoken.
Chris, 1 second, my ass, you traitor.
He's the traitor.
Stop.
In the name of love, before you break Lost heart.
Okay, well, I've done that.
Yeah, look what happened to you when you broke her heart.
Trevor's gone too, right? Go away, I'm going to do Adam's now. Because he's taking too long for the other one. Okay, Adam. Here we go. Okay, so the writing in your room says, a glowing magical inscription on the wall reads, Loth shall one day lead the armies of the abyss before her, its generals attired with their proper tools of war. We'll do yours in a minute.
Okay. It's fun.
There is a statue. There's a demonic statue carved of red stone stands against the wall opposite the door. It depicts a monstrous humanoids with humanoid, singular one of them, with horns and bat wings, its mouth wide open in a roar.
Yeah,
it's stone. It's stone.
Meow back at it.
Yeah. The statue's hands have slots in them, as though they are designed to hold something. In a rack along the wall are 6 weapons.
I got a rack.
A battle axe, a long sword, a flail, a mace, a spear, and a whip. Each long wall also has 4 gemstones set into it, with a symbol carved beneath each stone. The yellow gem with a lightning bolt, a blue gem with a snowflake, a green gem with a dripping blade, and a red gem with fire. What would you like to do?
Take a piss on the statue.
I have to, it's been a while.
The statue comes alive and eats you.
It's even more hilarious when you do it on this or that one.
Okay, you said the weapons get the gems, or?
Yeah, I'll definitely get it.
On the one end of the room is the statue, the demon with his two hands, like open so that he can potentially grasp it. On the wall, there's six weapons, and then below the weapons, there's four gems like arranged on the wall, and each of them is a different color with a different symbol.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to put the sword and whip in the demon's hands.
The long sword and the whip?
Yes.
Okay.
Just randomly.
And fire and...
Which one first? Because
sword.
The wrong weapons, the weapons will attack you if you do the wrong ones, so I need to know which ones in which order.
Sword first.
Okay. Nothing happens. Let me see what it says. Okay, so you put the sword in, it rests comfortably, nothing happens. Nothing bad happens. Put the whip in the other hand, put the whip in the other hand. Nothing bad happens. The gemstones. There's a yellow gem with a lightning bolt, a blue gem with a snowflake, a green gem with a dripping blade, and a red gem with fire.
The drafting's there.
The gems appear to be like flush into the wall. It's not like you be able to remove them. The hint is, the characters don't know, this statue looks like a demon called the Baylord. It wields a lightning sword and a whip. Basically, if you make the arcana or history check, it tells you which weapons to use. But you gotta figure out how to use the gems.
It wields a lightning sword and a whip.
Yeah, I know. I guess I'll press the lightning gem.
Get a job!
Okay, touching any gemstone causes a ray of the matching damage type to shoot towards the weapon in the Baylor's hand. If the ray and the weapon match, the weapon absorbs the ray. So as you press the lightning, it is absorbed into the sword. If it does not match, the ray reflects off the statue and attacks the adventurer.
Then I'll press the fire.
And that is the other correct one. Fire for the whip and lightning for the sword. The damage is pretty negligible even if you had not gotten them correct. And then that's so the statue sort of looks like it. You know, like you have level complete. Okay.
How'd you know it was a sword and the whip?
I threw you the edge, like,
was it just random?
What's that?
I was asking him how he knew.
Player knowledge.
Yeah.
I had no
experience. Players would know.
Of course,
that.
I missed all of that.
So, Chris, you have the test of deceit. Okay.
Hey, well, how come he gets to know?
Yeah, you can. What's that?
I was told what the test was.
There's magical inscriptions on the wall. Look Loth in the eye and provide the answers she demands. She shall see the truth in your words and reward you accordingly. And there's three questions. Why do you come to this realm? What is the great purpose of your life? And what talents serve you best? The opposite side of the room, there's a statue of Loth against the wall. Her form is that of a bulbous spider with the torso of a female drow. Her eyes are glittering gems that give the effect of a piercing stare. One eye is red, the other eye is violet.
Okay. I'm going to do an arcana check to see which eye color is generally the one that she usually has.
There's no... It would be a religion check.
Oh.
She's a goddess.
Okay, I'll do religion then. 11.
You have no idea.
Awesome.
Being a goddess, she's all powerful and can probably take any form that she wants and appear in any way she wants.
No, I just meant what eye color is generally represented with her.
It could be anything. You have no idea.
Okay.
It's an inconsistent detail.
Are you going to kill us all?
Okay.
No, I made a different character.
So that means, okay, I'm going to do.
Would it just be the same character?
Would it be an insight check to figure out how I'm supposed to answer these questions?
You have one chance at a religion check, which you didn't roll high enough.
Okay. Roll a
d8. Just like Billy did.
Do it.
Okay.
He's rolling a d8.
It's not his turn yet, so don't worry about it.
Okay, so.
Some more DMs for question again. Do you
want a DM? What? You guys, if you're going to do that, can you go over there, please? Why do you come to this realm? What is the great purpose of your life? And what talent serves you best?
me down for Friday.
All right. In which case, Drew?
I come here for fortune. Sorry, what was the second question again?
So, well, it's one at a time. So the first question is, why do you come to this realm?
I come here for fortune. I roll a bluff check, looking her in the eyes.
Yeah, you wait.
That is 22.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Sorry, my pages all got out of order here. I gotta find the. Okay. A jet of fire shoots out at you for 5 points of damage.
Am I supposed to answer truthfully?
Oh,
got hurt less than you.
Yeah, I totally got hurt.
Okay, so, and second question is...
For more damage than you got.
Yeah.
We didn't get the first one right. I'll go back to that one.
Oh, really?
Why do you come to this realm?
A good thing.
Fire be put!
Well, technically that is true. My character doesn't really care about the amulet per se, just killing Drow and getting fortune.
That's why you got zapped.
Yeah, oh. Dumbass.
Ooh.
Lie.
Lol. I am...
It's Maul.
Okay. Fine. Be on a brave and noble quest to save the world of Faerun.
This is a bluff check you're rolling?
Yeah. 17.
Okay. You're good.
Okay.
The next question. What is the great purpose of your life?
Oh, how kind.
To help orphans.
Oh, that's so unbelievable.
21.
That's why he's got a higher check. Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
This is just a skill.
And what talent serves you best?
Fucking bitches.
Or helping.
Making money? No, fuck that. Just making money. Just fucking bitches. No, that's a lie.
What talent serves me best?
Yeah, it's a hint.
No helping.
My stalwart diplomacy skills. I'm not trained in diplomacy, so it counts as a lie. 21.
Okay. Apparently your bluff checks are awesome because you rock the DCs like incredibly. Okay. So you've passed the 3 questions. The door to the chamber opens, and we'll come back to that once everybody's had a chance to.
Ow. Oh, wait. Maybe I should lie.
Okay, before we move on, we got Eric on the table. So the characters basically, after the extended rest, they continued down the passageway, and then they got to like a stone carving of a mouth of a face. It was like a half demon, half dragon, and it had like magical fire in it. It was just like illusionary fire. And then when they went through it, they were teleported into these small chambers. They were 10 feet wide by 20 feet long, and there's a door on the one end. And in each room, there's like a test or a challenge that has to be overcome. So give me, roll any dice, odds and evens.
Evens.
But be warned, the last kobold that failed us, we ate.
Okay.
And his bear.
So that's the same one as Naomi. So I'm going to do Naomi's now. So Eric, if I get you to leave the table while we do Naomi's challenge, and then you come back, and we'll do the same one again.
Yeah.
Because there's only 4 challenges, but we got 7 players. So
I see. So I leave.
Yeah. And don't go over to them, because they're going to be doing theirs as well.
And shouldn't we tell Trevor to get the fuck away from them?
Probably.
Billy, go get Trevor and take
okay.
Trevor.
So Naomi, so let's find your, okay.
Okay, give him a different test, he obviously knows what it is.
What's that?
He's rubbing his hand together and smiling, he obviously knows what his test is.
He can come back.
I was talking with them, I don't know right here.
You can come back, Eric needs to go, we're doubling up on that one now. Okay, so Naomi, for yours, glowing magical inscription on the wall reads, lure your prey onto the web, then impale them on your fangs. 3 shall feed your ambition. In the room there are dusty ropes. These strands are coated with sticky gray dust that cling to anything it touches. They cover the ceiling and the walls in a spiderweb pattern. They hang a foot or more from the surface, they're attached to, and several are low enough that you can easily grab them. Within a couple of minutes of being in the room and just sort of assessing what's going on, you also realize that there are rats in the room. An inset cavity runs near the ceiling along each of the longer walls. A fine grate covers each cavity, which has many undead rats crawling in it. A few holes in the grates are large enough for the rats to crawl through, and ropes go through these holes. The rats could move on to the ropes if they wanted to. And then there are spikes and bones. 3 spikes, each 3 feet high, stand in the chamber's center. A character can see that each spike is crusted with dried blood. Rat bones are strewn around the base of each spike.
Turn undead!
So the writing said, lure your prey onto the web, then impale them on your fangs. Three shall feed your ambitions. So what would you like to do?
Well, I want to somehow get the rats, the undead rats, impale them. What's that?
First on the... I stopped saying.
You're not there, you can't help.
Yep, I know, that's why I stopped.
Gambit.
Turn on dead!
It's gonna stop. Too far away.
You can do that if you want, and be stuck in the room. The other characters that are free can help characters that fail a test. If you fail a test, you're stuck in the room until someone comes to get you.
Okay, so...
If you think the character's reaction would be turn undead, undead rats are dead, then you'll automatically fail the challenge, but they'll have to come and free you. Is that a daily or an encounter?
It's an encounter.
No, so yeah, you'd be fine.
Yeah, but I can rock the thievery check and bust the door from the outside.
It's a strong check.
To do a... I gotta basically somehow trap three rats and then kill them.
You can easily grab them if you can reach them. The wall's 15 feet high, and you can see them sort of. There's like a little ledge on the top. So if you were to climb up, you could easily grab them.
This is my trial. Mate hint.
You're just gone. So they want me to do an athletics check to grab some rats.
I'd like to check to climb. You can ascend to the roof and reach the holes in the grate. It requires an athletics check.
Let me do a perception check to see if there's any easier way of getting these rats down. Maybe with some food I have on me so they come and I can easily grab one.
Give me a nature check. Knowledge nature on the rats.
You're clever. You have a high nature.
14.
So the rats are nimble and can walk on the ropes. Bait, such as food, could easily lure them up.
Okay, so it'll take a little bit of food.
I assume your character has an adventurer's kit, which would have rations in it.
So, I bait some of them on, like, that sticky stuff. I put it on the sticky stuff, whatever. There was some the web stuff.
The sticky dust.
Yeah, there's like the webs, and they're basically like ropes, and they've got the sticky on them. They're basically like spider webs. The rats, you need to convince them to come out onto the area where the...
Is there any way...
Okay, with the food, they'll automatically come at you. You have to try and grab them.
Now, is it possible also to sprinkle some of the...
Is it possible to sprinkle?
I heard penis. I got lost there. is it possible to sprinkle some on, like, the spikes to get them...
The food?
You think they're going to impale themselves?
They can impale themselves.
No. I mean, if you put food on there, they'll eventually come up to it, but you don't think that they will impale themselves.
They're dead! Who knows? They're stupid. Okay, so I sprinkle some of the food.
Okay, so the rats come within your reach easily. In order to grab them, you need to make an attack roll, basically melee attack.
Yeah, it's a grab, so...
Eight.
So they're kind of nimble and they're starting to eat your food and take off. Hang on a sec. This is kind of a stupid test, but.
You have the bedroll, right?
That would be good. Mechanics and other things.
Did you say rape?
Basically, what you're realizing is as they're coming to where you've got the food, is the by the time they come down to where you are, the remnants of the sticky is off of them. You need to convince them to like go across into the area that's on the ceiling, in which case you'd have to either place food up there or throw food up there.
Sure.
You can climb up to place it, or if you've got a decent shot, or if you've got a power like a mage hand or something, you can just place it up there.
Oh,
or an air spirit. This is where I originally got that challenge. I would just mage hand.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay. No problem. So,
I have that levitating thing.
You sprinkle the food all over it. The rats come out. You have no problem. You manage to grab. Like, you're just levitating. They come right at you. So you know you need...
How did she grab the third?
So you know you need three. You crush it, drop down, crush it, drop. You get a few, just so you got some.
Okay, and then I take the one, and I impale it on the first one. I take the second, and impale it on the second one. I take the third one, and impale it on the third one.
Yeah. So as long as they've got the dust on them, which they do, you take no damage, and then the door's open. Yeah. Service.
Do, do, do.
Okay. Call back, Eric.
We're doing Trevor's first.
Oh, we're doing Trevor's? Well, yes. Eric can still come back.
Yeah, you didn't do it.
Eric!
Eric!
You have the song on that album.
I'm beckoning thee.
Okay.
I'm beckoning thee.
I should open up my skill
set. Trevor. So in yours, the writing says, glowing magical inscription on the wall reads, Loth shall one day lead the armies of the abyss before her, its general atride with their proper tools of war. There's a statue of red stone stands against the wall opposite the door. It depicts a monstrous humanoid with horns and bat-like wings, its mouth opened in a roar. The statue's hands have slots in them as though they are designed to hold something. And then on the wall, there's a rack with six weapons. A battle axe, a long sword, a flail, a mace, a spear, and a whip. And then embedded in the walls just below that, there are four gemstones with a symbol carved beneath each stone. Yellow gem with a lightning bolt, a blue gem with a snowflake, a green gem with a dripping blade, and a red gem with fire.
All right, so can you describe the statue again?
Yeah, so he's like this with his hands sort of half clenched, half open, horned, mouth open, roar, and the bat-like wings.
All right, I'm going to do a history check to see what type of creature it is.
Go for it.
19?
You seem to recall that this statue looks like a demon called a Balor. The Balor wields a sword and a whip.
All right,
and it's a creature that leads the armies of the abyss.
All right, I grab the gem with
the gems are embedded in the wall.
Oh, okay, so I grab the sword and I grab the whip.
Okay, you got a sword and a whip.
And place them in each of his hands.
Now, which one do you place first? Because if you make the mistake, the weapon will attack you.
Put the sword in the main hand, the whip in the offhand.
Okay, so sword first?
Yes. Not the first one.
No, nothing.
And whip in the other one.
Let's see if Billy understands
the okay, so the hands grasp the weapon.
Do you understand what I wrote there, Billy? Okay.
Nothing seems to change other than that. Nothing seems to happen.
Can you read it? All right, perception check on the general room to see if anything else in the room has changed besides the statue.
Nothing else has changed. No, the room is exactly as it was before.
The second question.
All right, so he's grasping the blade and the whip.
Yeah.
So do I know if I'm able to remove weapons or not?
You can try it. Which one do you want to try and remove?
Definitely not first. Let's remove the whip.
Okay. No problem. Comes right out.
Okay, so I'll switch.
And I do suggest you.
Okay, switch weapons. No problem. Hold them. Nothing changes.
It's not appropriate.
All right. I'm going to reread the inscription on the wall and see what else it says.
Loth shall one day lead the armies of the abyss before her, its generals are tried with their proper tools of war.
All right. You've mentioned that these...
There are four gemstones that you have not done anything with yet.
Oh.
Keep it to yourself.
Okay.
Yellow gemstone with a lightning bolt, blue gemstone with a snowflake, green gem with dripping blade, and red gem with fire.
I'll take the... So can I do it? I've already done
There's
the
no additional knowledge. You've got everything you can get.
All right, so I just know that he uses a sword and a whip, and that's the only thing I know about the beast.
Correct.
Right, I'll grab the green gem with the poison, with the dripping sword.
Okay, so you touch it, and it glows green. And let's see what happens here. Touching a gemstone causes a ray of the matching damage type to shoot towards a weapon in the Balor's hand on the same side of the room. If the ray and the weapon match, the weapon absorbs the ray. If not, the ray reflects off the statue and strikes the adventurer. So, the poison is not correct. The poison ray turns and zaps you for 4 points of poison damage.
How can poison zap?
On the plus side, he's got two weapons and there's only three gems left, so your odds are good that you're going to get...
Right now in his main hand he has the whip.
He's got a sword and a whip.
Yeah, touch the green
Here's
one again.
The mage hand.
It doesn't matter which hand they're in. You've got the correct weapon. If you put the wrong weapon in, then the weapon attacks you. It does a lot more damage.
All right. So if I use the mage hand to touch the gem, what happens?
Which gem are you going to touch?
Oh, he's going to use the mage hand.
Yeah, if I use the mage hand, will it attack the mage hand or will it still attack me?
You have no idea. You'd have to
try. All right, so I'm going to stand far back, use the mage hand to hit the button with the fire on it.
Okay, so the ray shoots out and is absorbed into the whip.
What's it called?
The whip is
They're just looking at the books to make sure.
All right, then I'm going to use the mage hand
50-50.
Again. 50-50. Mage hand again, hit the lightning bolt.
Okay, so zaps out, hits a sword. Perfect. And then the door opens.
Took you long enough.
Okay.
Ring! took me long enough. I wanted to do a check to make sure I wouldn't get hurt.
The battle. Okay.
I did it without a check.
Tolkien's Balrog.
I didn't get to use my air spear in my
check. Okay, Eric.
Yes. What can I do?
You.
Nothing.
Okay, your room is. The glowing magical inscription on the wall. Read. Does your character have dark vision?
He's a kobold. Of course he does.
Lure your prey onto the web, then impale them on your fangs. Three shall feed your ambition. There are dusty ropes. The strands coated with a sticky gray dust that cling to anything it touches cover the ceiling and walls in a spider web pattern. They hang a foot or more from the surface they're attached to, and several are low enough for the character to grab onto. An inset cavity runs near the ceiling along each of the longer walls. A fine grate covers each cavity, which has many undead rats crawling in it. A few holes in the grates are large enough for the rats to crawl through, and ropes go through these holes. The rats could move onto the ropes if they wanted to. Three spikes, each 3 feet high, stand in the center of the chamber. Character can see that each spike is crusted with dried blood. Rat bones are strewn around the base of each spike. So again, the inscription was, lure your prey onto the web, then impale them on your fangs. Three shall feed your ambition.
So let me make sure. There are, in essence, there's the web in the middle.
On the ceiling. The ceiling 15 feet high.
The ceiling 15 feet high, which has multiple grates full of undead rats.
They're like along, think of it almost like a rain gutter along the one side, and that's where all the rats are.
I see, and there are the three spikes.
Three spikes are in the middle of the room.
So, seems fairly
below the way.
Yes, below the way. So,
the rats seem to be paying you no mind at all. They just seem to be running back and forth along that little trough.
No, sorry, I just got you down.
So what would you like to do?
Just maintain.
They're undead, so nature isn't exactly going to help.
Nature will help you.
Nature will?
Nature, that shit.
Give me a knowledge nature on the rats.
Okay, knowledge nature then. Let's see what I can get up on them.
Where you can get up 18. On them?
So the rats are nimble and can easily walk on the ropes. Bait, such as food you might have in your pack, should lure them out.
Do I have them?
Did you take an adventurer's kit?
Yes.
I think I did.
Obviously.
Yes, I did.
Let's check your inventory.
Slant dice. Give me your books.
Nope.
He didn't take anything.
Yeah, I know.
I took a staff and I took behind him.
Then you got no food.
Because previously I was told that because of this was a main equipment, not dark sun, we didn't worry about food.
You should still take an adventurer's kit.
Right. We're going to have to
help him.
He's got an adventurer's kit.
Can I just knock off a certain amount of gold and say I have it? Or?
Well, there are other ways to accomplish this challenge. We'll run you through those first.
Fine, tell you what. Can I do a nature check to try and find any interesting food in the area?
No, the room is completely empty other than what's been described.
Okay, so I can't.
You have to try and physically grab them.
I have a staff.
If you had the right food, you could potentially lure them, but.
These are pH ropes.
I was told by someone in the last adventure that because this wasn't Dark Sun, we didn't bother.
Eric, what are you doing, buddy?
Oh, can I use a staff to knock them up?
Try and say you have
it. Too late.
No, you don't have enough reach. It's 3 squares high.
Bugger. Can I jump and try and hit one?
You can jump or climb.
Oh, you brought the athletics.
Yeah, but let me guess. That's
you have staff.
Both of them are athletics, so.
Then you have reach 2 on your staff. You can reach that high.
No, it's reach 1.
Reach 2 if you have staff expertise.
That's like D&D. I know for a fact that I have staff expertise. Staff expertise. Range attacks and provoke plus 1.
So you can reach. So he's going to jump to
reach 2 staff. Give me a check.
Fine. It's just a basic attack?
Yeah.
So he doesn't have any food.
He doesn't have any equipment, just weapons, armor.
I'll explain later.
Basically, he thought because it's not
22.
Sun,
okay, so you managed to get a couple of the rats on, basically like a baseball swing. You knock them down. The challenge is that you realize that. Hang on.
Okay, so
you could have hit them hard enough.
I've knocked them down. Are they what? Scurrying about on the floor? Or are they on the?
No. You've knocked them down. They're clear. They're dead. They're dead.
They're undead. That are now
dead. They're real dead.
They are re-dead. I see. So,
thank you.
You give me a perception check.
Perception. 21.
Either one.
The webbing, so to speak, it has like a dust on it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And the inscription says, lure your prey onto the web and then impale them. These ones that you've knocked off don't have any of the dust.
Don't have any of the dust.
Yeah, because they weren't on the webs when you were knocking them off. You need to try and coax them out onto the web.
That's what I say when I'm
here. You're a non-existent.
can I just sort of reach over and grab one, or hit it with a staff, just try and snap it?
It would require a little. You could potentially, if you could get up there, you could.
Wait a minute.
Grab one.
How high is a bear?
The bear's not there. The bear is in its own cage. Growl. You can hear it growling down the hallway.
Yeah, it's gonna do it. Yeah,
in bear, it's saying. What does a Baylor use?
I don't know what the hell a Baylor uses.
Well, you should. But I'm tempted to give
you my damn.
So anyway, as I was saying, you figure if you could get up, like if you were to climb up, you could potentially grab one of the rats and then like just rub it along the dust of the, because it's just the dust is only on the webs that are right against the ceiling.
What are your background needs?
Can I go in and help them?
No helping.
I'm just asking.
No, can I go in the room and help her?
No. All of these are happening simultaneously. Everybody either passes or fails, and if they fail, then you
go. No, but yeah, but we need to like
no helping them.
Yeah,
no.
Realize Joe hasn't gone yet, right?
Yeah. Okay. You want to do all the duplicate ones first?
We're not helping him. We're complaining about the bear.
No. Not the spikes, but you need to require some balance. Because if you flub, you're gonna fall on the spike.
You can borrow my 10-foot poles. I was. Can I? I guess.
Can I?
Yeah, I was about to say the web probably sticks to me as well. Damn it.
Yes.
Well, can I sort of tap it lightly with my staff and see if it sticks?
Sorry, what are you trying to do?
The web, just to see if it sticks or if it only sticks to the rattle.
No, it's like a sticky rope.
Damn.
But there's the... what you need is the dust, which is only collected on the webs that are hanging at the ceiling. There are the climbing is not difficult because the webs are hanging down.
Hmm, I know, but
still gotta make
they're directly above the webs, correct?
Sorry, what is?
The rats.
Yeah, they're like in the little...
Okay, so if I climb up the web, then I can grab a rat and rub it on the top and drop
absolutely.
It on the spike. Well, then I do that.
Okay, give me an athletics check.
Bugger.
I need to climb.
Four.
Okay, give me an athletics... give me an acrobatics check.
Bugger.
Eight.
Okay.
It's doubling each time.
You can fall over and crack your
you'll
back.
You'll get a 12 if you roll again and try.
No, it's doubling. 16.
After what happened last time, you have a bear. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, the thing is, there's no other
max fall damage on your deck space.
Okay, so as you ungracefully fall, you knock into the spikes, and it shoots you with fire for 9 points.
Wow, I think you just broke giraffe.
Yeah, okay.
And we're all watching from two
doors. What's
taking
our druid so long?
Yeah, we would have. We all succeeded. I don't
can
on the
use
wall.
A nature check
you in
to
there?
Try and lure the rats down?
It's dangerous to go alone.
Sure.
Take this.
You're bleeding quite nicely now.
Yes.
No, I'm not blooded.
No, but
you're bleeding.
Right. So I'll use a nature check to try and roll the mines.
Roll it up.
Is this one of the
Nature
is 10, so that's 27.
Oh, no problem. So you manage to figure out some way to lure them down, clicking and whistling and singing and whatever you do with your nature. You figure, it likes feces, so you have a little poop on the floor or whatever. You figure, well, I ate some dinner this morning, breakfast this morning. Here, little rat, have some.
Okay, fine.
So you manage to coax them down, no problem. Once they're down there, you need to coax them out onto the web, so you sort of throw some of the food and stuff, you put it on the end of your staff, and you stick it back. The rats come out, and you knock them down. So no problem. It takes you a couple minutes and a singe from the spike, but no problem.
Go teamwork.
Yeah.
Cheers, I'll check.
Okay. And then the door opens.
Has anyone managed to survive one of these traps without getting hit?
Yes.
Well,
okay, I got... Did you do yours yet?
Yes, I did.
So you got hit. I got hit.
I only got hit by four. I assume Baylor had the poison weapon. That was that's what I thought.
Because it was a sword.
Okay, we save the last for best. Best for last. This is one there. If you're a drow, it's almost an automatic success.
Okay, cool.
Damn it. It's a dark game.
It is completely dark. Except for the magical inscription. The path of the Spider Queen is in darkness.
There.
Yeah. The floor tiles are ceramic and about a foot across. Most of them are white. The tiles in the northwest and southeast corner are red. A pattern of black tiles and white tiles separating them. Snakes between the red tiles.
What's the ability to summon it?
It doesn't summon it. It's just a companion.
I'm a druid. I don't get an
You're a control tree, not a leader tree.
And when you appear, you're just right in the middle of the room. So you actually appear, you're standing on a white and black.
Still, someone's a day.
I'm sorry?
Give me an engineering check, please. Because you're a drought.
Yeah.
So, because Drow can see and function in complete darkness, many of their strongholds have no light sources at all. They prize their ability to fight in the darkness.
Of course they do.
I just don't think there's a light source. That's all. I, although it is a drake.
So black and white checker pattern throughout the whole room. Red tile in one corner, and red tile in the other. You are in the middle of the room right now.
Okay,
so you go over the corner.
I'm doing jokes.
Step on the red tile.
The center is only going to shed light in a limited area. You can always just skirt around.
Also, you didn't exactly walk the stealth checks last time.
Yeah, I know, which is why I
why did the rogue just why'd you kill Gambit?
Why are you in the rogue?
Wait, another rogue?
Yes. How many deck spaces are allowed in this game?
If you're stuck on the red tile,
yeah,
the tile sinks and locks into place.
Oh.
The test has begun.
So,
I'm not dead.
There are black and white tiles ahead of you.
No, at the red tiles.
In the far corner,
okay.
There's another
I'll
red
step
tile.
On a black tile.
Okay, what's happening?
Okay. Nothing happens. Nothing hazardous happens.
Okay, so this is a good sign. I'm not dead again. I will continue stepping on black tiles until I get to the yellow red square.
I need
he's playing chess.
Athletic or acrobatic checks. As long as you stay on black tiles, characters with dark vision have a +5 to this check. Characters who like to do this have a -10 to the check.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so your bear would be fucked.
Yeah, yeah actually, roll for sure. What does the bear have to do?
Are we?
So,
no, we should.
You're gonna
bears can go in two legs. As long as
it's a bonus, you need to roll a 4 or better. So I need
your bears in
a
4 or better.
And it needs the light.
Good point.
Do it. No! No!
It needs sunscreen, by the way. Bear in mind, I can move it and give it face.
Okay, so.
Ability to say put left paw here should be fine.
Even with all those bonuses. He failed 2 rolls.
Give me a dungeoneering check before that.
I've got this.
No. Okay.
Yours.
So as you're starting to go nimbly through, you realize some of the tiles are harder to make out because they're covered in dust, and you accidentally step on one that looks black. And as your foot comes down on it, and the dust blows away, you're like, oh crap! And you get zapped with some lightning. 5 points, and you hear a click as the red tile comes back up.
Yeah, but the key to humans and zombies and skeletons is they're undead. Start again. The rats are still rats.
No, it was they were undead, but they're still rats. Undead rats, but they're still rats.
So
what room is the bear getting?
And I'll start out again.
Okay, so go back, click red tile. So again, if you want to use your athletics, you need 3 checks, 9 or better.
Just
so with your roll, you're looking at 4s or better.
So I have to beat a DC 9, you said?
Well, it's a DC 14. Unless you're a drow, then it's a DC 9. Or unless you've got dark vision. So you're fine. So this time he's like, I'm not falling for that one again.
Dust.
Click! You get to the other red one, it embeds as well. Click, and the door
flies open.
Nice.
So we're done?
No, the bear has to go.
Yeah, I just levitated. Wait, the bear has to go.
Yeah, you guys got to free the bear.
I know.
Okay, so hold on. Let's find what happens at the end. Outside the chambers. Outside the chambers. When characters pass the test, the door slides open, allowing them into a large hall in the middle of the map. So this all happens simultaneously. Seven doors slide open.
I come stumbling through, like, with my arm behind my back.
The narrow wall of the chamber rises up, revealing itself as a stone door opening into a wide hallway. The ceiling above is carved to resemble a gargantuan spider. Its imposing body hangs above the room, and its legs descend like columns. The door that slid up was the lower segment of one leg. All 8 legs mark the entrance to the 4 chambers along each side of the hall. So it's 4 rooms and 4 rooms. 2 doors are set with discs of black onyx. 2 others have masks rendered in white stone. The next 2 have silver spiders inlaid in them, and the final 2 bear grinning demon faces. So again, if you had guys locked inside, you could figure out which obstacles are in there by the carved symbols. At one end of the wide hall stand several cages with clutches with chutes above them. The cage, and so if you failed, you get sucked into the chute, and then you got to free them from the other trap. The cages lie directly below the sculpted spider's abdomen, and their walls are fashioned to look like the spider webs. The other end of the hall gives way to a rough cavern wall, a tunnel leading away into the Underdark. Okay, so the doors to the test chambers can be forced open using athletics or thievery. Two characters can work simultaneous, so one can make a check and one can make an assist. And let's see, the bear is going to be in the only one that was left, which was the test of shadows, the dark room, and the bear can't, because it's colorblind, can't tell the black from the white from the red, and hasn't been able to figure it out on his own. We'll assume he doesn't take...
Let's just leave the bear.
Yeah, the bear basically hasn't been able to figure out how to activate the thing, so he's just crawled up on the floor, and he's there.
I'll go home.
Throw it away.
Let's leave the bear.
Plus two tall defenses on the ground.
Go ahead. Yeah, sure. Good idea.
I'll go help the bear.
Well, no, you need athletics. Do you need athletics?
Thievery or athletics, and you can help with the other. So if you're doing thievery, he can help with athletics or thievery and vice versa, but only two characters can do the door.
Okay, yeah. Thievery 10. What's your
thievery 5.
Lockpicks will not help in this regard.
Nice.
So we should probably do it. So do you want me to do the primary and you do the backup and you do the assist?
Okay. I'll tell you now, these are not easy checks.
Okay,
well, the assist will be. You'd need an 11.
Okay, so yeah. So he needs a 2 or better.
Yep. 1. Yeah, I assist.
Okay, so you're gonna, what are you rolling on? 10 plus his assist?
Yes.
So 12. Okay.
20. 20. Yeah. Pop that door like a motherfucker.
Failure on the check. Characters attempting the door take 2d6 lightning damage.
Oh, jeez.
Thank God I didn't try that.
Ow.
And then the bear gets sucked through the chute, and then you got to take him out of the other thing, which has even worse traps on it.
Oh,
okay, so the door opens. The bear's all comes on out.
Okay.
Having passed through the test of Loth, you reach the cavern of the true Underdark. Phosphorescent fungus coat the walls, bathing the area in an eerie green light. The passage ends in a short drop-off that connects to an empty cavern ahead, though you can see no clear exit in the shadows. And that's where this thing ends. Let me stop that.